This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 607, Warfronts, Wargear, and Warbringers. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Metros. And with me, I have Toasty. How are you, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good, except for the whole being back at work thing. That sucks. That sucks a lot.
I can imagine.
But I'm good otherwise.
That's good. And how you doing there, Fan?
I'm doing pretty good. I am not at work this week, but I forgot to set my out of office, and so I got a meeting request today for Wednesday, which I'm not going to go to because reasons. This is a PG-friendly show, so I can't use my language.
I see.
But yeah, no, pretty good overall, yeah.
I'm sure I'll get at least one meeting request for when I'm out of work this week, so.
Are you off this week? How was your week?
So far, so good, but I'm only at work for a couple of days this week, so I'm really excited to not be at work.
Yeah.
So I have today and tomorrow, and then I'm off until next Tuesday, until next Monday, back in the office Tuesday. And I need it.
What are you doing while you're off?
Family reunion for the wife.
Oh, fun. I think you were talking about that the other day.
Yes, I like it was.
We tried having a family reunion once when I was very young. I think I was like 8 years old, just on my dad's side. And we were wildly unsuccessful. I think only about 150 people showed up.
Oh, wow, okay.
And not, that's
yeah, I think they're expecting 30 or 40.
Yeah, my dad has 9 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And he's the youngest, so some of his nieces and nephews are grandparents. Like, I know his oldest nephew is a couple days younger than him.
That's crazy.
Yep.
We had a family reunion many years ago. I think it was in, I want to say Grunthal, or, you know, somewhere northwest of Winnipeg, but it was on a farm, and there were lots of people, and everybody ate in, like, this big, huge building that is kind of like a barn or a storage area, and they had hay bales that kids would play on, and it was really cool, and they kept the beer cold in, like, big, huge troughs filled with ice or ice water. I met Glenn Anderson that year because that's my dad's cousin, so the hockey in the family lives on. Well, kind of.
So are you going to keep that hockey thing going with Haley? Going to get her enrolled in girls' hockey?
I'm going to try.
Maybe we'll see her on the Olympic stage one day.
Hey, that'd be sweet.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I guess we'll start with our usual stuff. How was your week in WoW there, Fan?
Pretty quiet. I don't think I... The night of the launch, that like we got the launch on the 13th, the Monday. I maybe played 15 minutes, half an hour. Not very much. I've been sneaking or like playing a little bit here and there, but I played this afternoon while Haley was napping, so I had like a good hour and a half there. I'm just shy of 114, so it's been a slow road. I started off with, oh, I'm going to read all the quests and do all the things. And then a coworker pointed me towards Azeroth Autopilot, I think, AAP, which is super cool. It kind of just directs you directions of where to go. And so I'm like, oh, hey, this is cool. I'm going to still read all the quests and, you know, just have that direct me where to go to kill things. And then after a little while, I got bored of reading too much stuff. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to watch the cutscenes, but let's just auto-accept and auto-complete quests. And we'll just, for quest rewards, we'll just take the biggest eye-level upgrade for us. And so, yeah, that kind of, it started off big and then kind of fizzled out a little bit. But like I said, I'm not even 114 yet. I'm close, but I have not had a lot of time to play. So, but having fun with it so far, yes.
Well, I was feeling good about my playtime, but all right.
What did you get up to, Medros?
I am also 114, and I thought I'd played a lot. I do know that a lot of my time was spent doing add-ons, because I had some frustration with add-ons that weren't working properly, and they were getting annoying. So I basically wiped out my add-ons folder, installed limited add-ons, still having add-on problems, and still a lot more to futz around with to try and get things to work properly. So I'm ways away at this point from actually having stuff working properly. And I think that's probably where I spent way too much of my time. I also have this weird thing about not having rested XP when I'm leveling.
Save that for your alts.
All of my alts that are able to do current content have max rested XP at this point. Mm-hmm. So I've just brought over last night my druid. He's going to start in a different area than I've done for my main. And then my hunter is also ready to come over as well. They've all used up all of their garrison or their order hall resources, so they are good to join me in Cult Ross. The two Hordies will probably stay where they are for a very long time, because I really don't want to troll stuff.
So, question: answer. Are you doing war mode or no?
No. Why in God's name would I do that?
Why not? It's so early that there's not a lot of people traipsing your area.
I played on a PvP server at the start of this game. I will never, ever, ever be in a full PvP environment again. I will never do that.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I did war mode for the first 5 levels of BFA.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I was in mindset, bonus XP, that's great, right? And then as I was hitting 115, there were more and more Horde players all over the place, and it was just slowing down my leveling because I'm not good at PvP. I never claimed to be good at PvP. So after 115, I turned it off. But for the first little bit, it was great. That 10% bonus XP, and I took the PvP talent that lets me heroic leap a bunch, which is great.
I haven't even selected all my PvP talents yet, but I am doing war mode. And I've not seen an Alliance character yet.
I mean, that's very much a personal thing for each person. I have absolutely no desire to do that. That's so fair. The only way I'd ever do that is if I was somehow tricked into it. Or there was a glitch. It's the only way that happened.
Hey, Medros, let's go hang out in Stormwind for a bit. And you just come over to my place, bring your laptop, and leave your laptop unattended for a little while.
Yeah, not going to do that.
Don't you trust
thanks
me?
Thanks for the offer. No, not really. Not sure where you just put that. No,
I'm hurt. I am hurt.
Besides, I always lock my computer when I leave it. It's just habit.
That's why I asked you specifically to leave it unattended and just ready for me to jump on.
And that's never gonna happen.
Well,
so
what if you AFK? What if you're in a random spot and some mob tries to kill you? I want to hop on and try to get them for you.
Oh, don't worry, I'll exit the game. It's fine. No worries. I'm good.
Right. Exit the game? That's not going to do you anything.
Yeah, good thing I can just press play on the launcher.
Not if the computer's locked.
That's why I said unlocked. Chop. You're not. It's like you're not listening.
And I said that's not going to happen.
But
perhaps you're not listening.
Even so, if somebody came upon him and he left the game, he would still die because it takes 20 seconds to actually log out.
Well, I'd wait till it was done. I can wait 20 seconds before I go do something. I have some patience.
No, I don't. Every time I get the 20-second countdown, I just alt F4 for it. Like, no.
Really?
No, I'm not waiting for this. Screw that noise.
Oh, that's if you're logging off. If you're quitting, then you can just say exit now.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I never paid attention to that, because I'll hit exit game, and it starts a countdown. I'm just like, screw this, alt F4. I am not waiting for that. I'm an impatient man, but I think you both are keenly aware of that.
I may have some knowledge of that, yes. A little bit, here or there.
So, what zones did you guys go through first?
I started the Baldoon one? The one with the snake guys and the little guys. And then I went to the one with the blood elves, or not blood elves, blood
the trolls. Blood trolls?
Second, yeah.
What about you, Medros? Did you hit Wicker City?
I did just far, yes.
What did you think of it, and why is the answer the best zone ever?
Kind of hating it as a zone overall.
That doesn't sound like a reason for it being the best zone ever.
It's taking me some time to get used to it, that's all. I do love the voices of characters. We were talking about this on Saturday when we were over at your place, but there's one character there that absolutely is a lot of fun to like just randomly click on, because he's voiced by somebody from Game of Thrones that I kind of like. So that's really cool, but that's probably the best thing so far about the zone.
All right.
As for why wouldn't I trust you with my computer? Because I've done over 100 episodes of this podcast with you. There's your answer.
Has it been over 100 already?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Time flies. Oh, wow. I didn't realize it's been that many already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think your first episode as a host was 467.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And you did several guest shows before that, so.
That is true.
So you've been around for this a while. I kind of have a little distrust of people who have spent that much time troubling me.
Yeah, plus you've known me for, what, 6 years?
Yeah. I've known you a little while, Toasty, and let me see, how do I say this? No thanks.
Okay. At least you're being respectful about it. No thank you. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, 3 years of podcasting. I don't trust. There's not a lot of people I trust my computer with. People who troll me less than others.
All right, that's fair.
And in fairness, there's lots of other people who I would trust my computer with even less. So that if that counts for anything.
Okay.
And several of them I consider friends. Don't ask me why.
Well, if you're to ask me, my computer at home is never locked. The odd time I might accidentally lock it because of habit from being at work, but no, it's always idle, no lock screen.
See, I don't have that option. I have to have my computer locked. If it has any access to work stuff, it has to be locked when I'm not at it.
See, I don't have access to work stuff from my computer. That's what my laptop's for. It's my work laptop.
My work laptop stays at work.
My work laptop travels with me and or stays at work.
I don't feel like lugging a laptop and all the required peripherals with me to and from home, or to and from work every day. Just leave it at home. Leave it at work. I can access what I need to access from home.
So actually, I also have two power bricks, so one stays at home all the time and one stays at work all the time for my dock. So
that'd be nice. That'd be nice, yeah. If you're working, if we're working, be that much trust.
I forgot what I was going to say now. I didn't want to interrupt that. Oh, that was good, too.
You were thinking about power bricks.
No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
Oh, what's that?
Maybe you were thinking of mini donuts, because those would be fabulous.
Oh, those would be good.
No.
Damn you. I go to the Forks tomorrow.
Anyway, I played a whole bunch of WoW last week, because I was off work. I hit 120 on Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. I'm going to check my Twitter now. Pretty sure that was Wednesday. That was 4 days ago. So, no, Thursday. I hit 120 on Thursday. It would have been sooner if on, I think it was on Tuesday, I got stupidly sick. I had a huge headache. And as a result, anytime I did spend playing, I was going very slowly. Just because I was like taking time to just like not look at the screen. Which should have been a sign that I should have stopped playing. But I was stubborn. And also wanted to be the first in my guild to hit 120. So I just kept going. Yes, I was.
Wow. Okay.
By a couple hours.
So you beat Jess?
Yeah, I had her beat by a couple of hours. Just barely, though. And I think she was not feeling well either. I determined mine was because I hadn't been sleeping that much because I was on vacation. So I was up late. I was playing a lot of video games and a lot of WoW, putting in a lot of late nights. So by Tuesday, I was already not feeling well because of lack of sleep. Yeah, I hit Dressfar first. Dressfar is amazing. It was my favorite zone, period. Like, not even just BFA. It's my favorite zone everywhere. I love that zone so much. Just the whole aesthetic is amazing. After that, I did all the Tear Guard sound stuff. And then I started doing Stormsong Valley. And a bit through that, I think I hit 120 mining. So that was fun.
Did you find Winnie and his friends?
No. And that, really? I haven't finished. Is that in Stormsong Valley?
I think so.
I haven't finished Stormsong Valley yet. I am finished most of the culturist achievements. I completed Tearguard Sound and Dressfar. I have one chapter left in Stormsong, last I checked. And I have all the Explore achievements for the Alliance Zones. I haven't started on the Horde Zones yet. Like, I established my landing posts in two of the three. I think I did. You had to do Zul'Dazar first, but I did Vol'Dun second. I haven't looked at Nazmir yet. And I think I'm almost done Kul Tiras Diplomat.
Ooh, wow.
That's what, wrap up with each of them?
Yeah.
What rep do you have to get?
Revered.
Okay. I think I'm friendly with a couple, but nowhere near my even close to revered.
What else? I ran a bunch of dungeons throughout that time, too. I opted to, instead of just queuing up for dungeons while I was questing around, I chose to queue up for the dungeons as it came up story-wise in each zone. So I did Waycrest Manor. That conclusion to that story was really fun and really interesting. And then I did Freehold and Tol'Dagor. Shrine of Storms was not fun at all. Oh my god, people are stupidly dumb. I had two tanks go. We had two tanks that tried to pull way too much and then quit the group as soon as we wiped. Because of course we wiped. Because they went down a set of stairs and one platform, pulling everything there, including the multiple groups of healers. And of course, not everybody's interrupting the healers, not everybody's killing the marked thing. And whoever was marking the healers kept moving the mark around. There was just a gigantic cluster in that dungeon, and I'm hoping next time I run it, it's with people who are more sensible in their pulls and who are more decisive in who we should be targeting. Because if you keep switching like that, when there's healers in the mobs, you're gonna have a bad time. And we did. Twice.
And you did the island expedition as well, right?
Yeah, I did the island expedition just yesterday. I just unlocked all the island expedition stuff yesterday. And the first one was fun. I enjoyed the first one, but the first one was a solo one. So I didn't have to deal with people. And I did the one with people yesterday, and that was not fun either. Because, oh my god, people were colossally stupid there, too. I was with a warlock and a mage, and they decided what a good idea to do was just pull as many things as they could, including multiple elites, and bring them to me. And hey, the horde group is wandering around there too, like the NPC horde group. Let's pull them too. If they had just pulled two or three of the elites with their respective mob groups, I was able to survive long enough to get it all down. Because I have Victory Rush back, I'm healing up appropriately. I'm killing stuff fast enough where I can heal at an okay rate. But they were not doing that. Like the first group of stuff we pulled three elites plus their stuff. And I guess they took that as a sign that we could take a whole bunch more. And then they did. And even when we were dying repeatedly, they continued to do it. Like, I can understand if I had survived the bigger groups, they would continue to pull like that. But I didn't survive those bigger groups. So maybe don't do that anymore. But then they kept doing it.
Doesn't sound like a very smart group.
No. I'm surprised we managed to succeed on that one. No matter how much I told them, like, please stop pulling so much. Like, it's like they weren't reading chat.
Well, they probably just don't understand Canadian, because you were saying please.
That might be true.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So should I just yell at them and call them idiots next time?
Or worse. I mean,
That's going to be hard.
America.
The thought of that makes me uncomfortable. No, it doesn't. I'm okay with that.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's where I'm. That was my week. Just enjoying all the content there is to enjoy. I haven't unlocked world quests yet. I'm not in any rush to, just because I'm not raiding this expansion. And if I'm being honest, I don't know how to unlock world quests.
Not even Raid Finder.
I'm gonna have some time before you hit level. Do you? Because I didn't see anything.
They did in Legion.
No, you had to do some quests before.
No,
world quests. On your alts, you didn't have to.
On your alt, in Legion, as soon as you hit 110, you got the thing from Khadgar saying, come talk to me, and you unlock world quests there.
So you had to do a quest for that, right? There's a quest to go see somebody?
Quest popped up, you go see him, it's done. So, yes, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that, and I'm not really looking for it right now, because I'm too busy doing all the other stuff.
Have you guys done any of the missions yet?
Yeah, I did it just because I want to gain rep, but if there's not a rep mission, I'm not doing them. I just don't care.
No.
Like, I didn't unlock any followers outside of the first one until 120. And apparently you could do that before then. I got two more followers yesterday.
See, I haven't done any of that yet. I actually, just today, I started looking for, was it today or yesterday? Looking for getting my profession started. So it's like, oh, I'm getting all this tailoring stuff. Maybe I should start looking at what I can make for tailoring. Then that kind of dropped. I got tired of that.
Oh man, yeah, and I'm actually leveling my professions this expansion. In Legion, I didn't touch them. Like, I barely touched them. So, I'm almost Toasty, done.
You didn't know you could do, like, you get other followers?
Hmm? Yep, I just assumed it was Wildhammer, dude. It was a Wildhammer, right?
Yeah.
For the Alliance? Yeah, I stopped at Wildhammer.
Alright, okay.
I got the other two yesterday.
Well, I was struggling with the last 24 hours or so with actually getting started with my second foothold. Because I could take the quest, I could choose a foothold, but nothing else would happen.
I mean, it's possible that that's a level thing. I don't know. I did all that at 120.
Yeah, your second one comes at 114. And I think this next one comes at, like, 116, 118, somewhere around there. Okay. I don't know that exactly yet. But, yeah, those things are really interesting. I had to run away from a lot of 120 stuff in the first one.
Doing the foothold stuff?
Yeah, in the first foothold that I did, I went... it was Nesmir that I did, the first one. And you go to the place that's in the hole, and you gotta, like, follow the path up. But you can't go fully out, or there's level 120 stuff there.
Huh.
Found out the hard way, because something attacked me, and I started fighting it. And I saw it was 120, and I almost beat it until something else came along to help it. And then I ran. But I was very proud of myself for almost doing that.
You know my favorite part about the foothold stuff was?
What's that?
There's that one quest you do in, I think it's Zul'Azar, where you turn into a magma elemental.
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, it's so good. I mean... It's, yeah, wait until you do that. It's a lot of fun just running over everything. Oh, I love it so much. I want to do it again. I'm going to have to do that again on another character because I want to do it.
Since you are 120 now, for the gear you get for like the Heart of Azeroth gear that you get, is it always just one of the three pieces?
As far as I can tell, yes.
Okay, because I've only ever gotten helms, shoulders, and chest plate. And I'm like,
yeah,
I could use some, like, gloves, or bracers, or boots, or pants.
No, if I remember correctly, the only Azrael gear is going to be those three slots.
Alright.
Why? Why does it matter?
Because I'd like it. I'd like you all have that stuff in more than just three slots, that's all.
That's going to be... That would be a lot of random other stats to be adding.
Yeah, I guess. Another question. Did you do the Tortolan scroll quest?
Yep.
Okay.
Of course I did.
You're pretty hardcore on the Tortolan thing, so I figured you had, but I wasn't sure.
Oh my god, I love them so much. There was a quest in... in Tear Guard Sound? Where you had to help a Tortolan get over his fear of riding horses, and I just wanted to stay with them forever. I was talking to the little Tortolan boy to help him get his dad not scared of horses, and I was helping the dad ride a horse.
A Tortolan riding a horse.
Yeah.
Alright then.
It could be a war horse. They were looking for an appropriate horse that would be able to take care of allowing a Tortolan on it. That was one of the quests. There's a picture of it. I just put it in the chat. That's no more ridiculous than the Pandarens being on a horse.
I agree.
Or a Tauren. Oh, Invader! He voiced Invader Zim? I was trying to figure out who the voice actor was. I thought for a little bit it sounded similar to... Lore Master Cho's voice actor. But I guess not. Oh, that's cool. Tortolan are great. Let me play them, Blizzard. I want to be a Tortolan riding a great war turtle. Just let me do it. Let me do it. Finding the noble Pyrrha for anybody else.
I'm sorry. The furries will not accept this.
No, that's too bad. I don't get Tortolan. No one gets Volpira. That's how it works.
I see. I guess there'll have to be a summit on this and see if we can come to terms.
Maybe.
I don't care either way. I can't see myself playing either of them, so.
Oh, man, if Tortolans become playable, I am race-changing immediately. There's going to be no hesitation with that.
What if they were an allied race?
Race-change immediately. I will fulfill any requirement required for that. I love playing as turtles so much. You have, like, my D&D character is a turtle.
Oh, okay.
The little turtle pet that we got from the collector's edition, I immediately renamed it the name of my D&D character.
I'm confident there are people out there who have already reserved names Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo, and so on, just for the possibility that there may be Tortolans one day.
Well, they can have those names. I don't care. I want my D&D character's name. Or any one of the other names I threw out. But preferably my current D&D character's name. Dovax the Tortolan Bard. Or no, sorry. It's not Tortolan in D&D, it's just Tortle. Dovax the Tortle Bard.
Since I don't think you actually have this problem, Toasty, since you really didn't use your subordinates or whatever the heck they're called this expansion as much as you should have. Have you found yourself trying to find resources as badly as I have? Because I feel like I spent like half my game time just wandering around trying to find chests.
No, I haven't unlocked that at all yet. I don't even know how to unlock those. I just went straight into killing things and doing quests.
It's one of the legendary quests that you can do. It's marked with a legendary marker.
Didn't even see that.
Might be on the... might be on one of the Zandalar ship. That's where the Horde... That's where the Alliance one is, on the Alliance ship.
Oh.
Alright, well, apparently I'm the only one who's been frustrated by this, because... Let's put it this way. I have several frustrations so far this expansion. I'm hoping that they kind of ease out a little bit.
Is one of them... that you play a paladin?
No.
Ah.
Should be.
Anyways.
Sorry, it was too easy.
I know. But yeah, a lot of frustration with add-ons for the most part, but also some frustration with just resources are very hard to come by, and I mean, I like to believe that they get better, but I... From people who I've talked to who've been 120 since day one, it doesn't.
Well, it's a good thing those missions aren't required. They're not going to be integral to progression, thankfully. I can just ignore it. It's going to be great. I'm going to have so many war resources.
But how are you going to get... Like, how do you get your Azerite power otherwise?
Island invasions. Island expansions,
sorry. Isn't that PvP stuff?
It can be. It doesn't have to be.
Okay. Sorry, I thought those were PvP things.
Yeah, so island expeditions, dungeons you can farm them into, war fronts when they become available, world quests. I would know that if I'd unlocked them. Thanks, Gil. There's a bunch of other ways to get Azerite.
Okay. I thought I would just be able to, like, fly to Solus and just start pumping under the ground, but apparently I can't do that, so...
I know, it makes zero sense. We're collecting slivers of Azerite from all these random NPCs. Meanwhile, there's hunks of it just sticking out of the ground. Like, can I just mine that and then stick it in my necklace? Apparently, that's not ideal.
To do that.
Sorry?
I said you'd have to fight the goblins to do that.
I mean, that's okay. I'm okay with killing goblins.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Well, maybe they're goblin turtles. Turtle goblins.
Don't do that to me, fam.
Have to kill Tortolans to do it?
Interesting. Nope, then I guess I'm never getting Azerite. If I have to kill Tortolan, I'm doing it. There was one quest in Stormsong Valley where it gave me an option to kill a Tortolan or do a collection quest. I did the collection quest.
Was that the poop quest?
Huh? That's what I was just going to ask.
No, I can't remember which quest it was. I had to kill a bunch of worms or something like that.
I've heard many people mentioning the infamous poop quest this expansion.
The one where poop rains down from above?
I guess. I haven't done it, so.
It's a gooder. It's a gooder.
Alright, I'll look forward to it then.
You're going to have to keep going in Drustvar. Was it Drustvar?
I feel like I don't have much left of it, but as somebody pointed out in a comic strip in our Discord earlier, just when you think you're done, it's not done. You still have ways to go.
Oh, no, I was wrong. It's not in Drustvar, it's in Tirigard, Freehold specifically.
Then that will probably be my hunter that gets to that first, I think. I'm taking each of my first three characters through different areas first. just so I can get a bit better of an idea of what's going to happen in those areas.
Man, I haven't even logged into any of my other characters since launch. Outside of today, when I logged in to like an ungilded character to check the calendar.
I only logged into my other alts to start priming their rested. That's pretty much it. Oh, I logged into my DK to start some auctions, get some auctions going.
Yeah, I haven't even thought of trying alts yet. I mean, it seems like alts won't be so bad this expansion so far, but I mean, that's the furthest thing from my mind at this point. I want to get all the things done on my main first, and when I start considering leveling an alt, I'll start logging them in, start getting rested experience, because right now I just don't care. All about the warrior right now, as it should be for everybody.
No.
I'm going to delete my warrior.
Rude. I didn't delete my warlock. I just, you know, I've neglected it since Warlords. Yeah, I think that's the last time I logged into it. I'm pretty sure it's still in my garrison.
I have all of my 110s collecting rested because when I'm done with Fan and I'm bored and I want to do something else, I want it to be ready for me right away. I don't want to wait, you know, however long it takes to fill that bar. Well, I mean, I wouldn't. I would just go, but
yeah,
it's kind of neat because, like, I was played a couple days in a row, and I log in and I have, oh, hey, there's some rested XP. So I play. Okay, I think I'm done. Oh, look, my rested XP is out, so it's a good time to leave or to sign off.
Yeah,
it wasn't like I was watching it, waiting for that, but it was just
kind of a convenient stopping point.
Yeah.
I definitely did not do that. I think my rested XP usually lasted me enough to kill one or two mobs.
Oh. I mean, I've been there before. But, no, not this time around.
I mean, honestly, I have no idea why I was in such a rush to get to level cap. Outside of being the first one in the guild to do it. Because, like, I'm not raiding this expansion.
Yeah.
There's no real rush for me to get to level cap. I remember before, right before it came out, right before BFA launched, I'm like, I'm just going to take my time, just really enjoy everything. And then it launched, and I just completely forgot what I wanted to do and blitzed everything.
Well, and that happens when you take time off as well.
Yeah. That's true. Like,
I only have this 1 week. I have to do all the things.
And I mean, it did help a little bit because it I did a whole bunch of the content right away, but at the same time, I was still able to take my time and read through some of the story that was happening.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say I have issues with the story. I did enjoy the stories overall. Some of them were incredibly predictable. Like, you saw the twist coming a mile away. I don't know. I think that's just... what's the word I'm looking for? It's hard to have a new spin on high fantasy story that's been going for 13 years.
Well, I mean, if you consider all of WoW, or all of Warcraft, then, is even more.
Yeah, exactly. So I get that, you know, that's going to be expected at this point in the Warcraft franchise's thing. It just, it felt kind of, I didn't enjoy being able to call what was going to happen. But I don't expect that to be the case for the raid content. Oh wow, we've been talking for a while, we haven't started about the news yet. Or our first sponsor.
Well, let's get to it then, I guess.
Alright.
Though, I mean, it's not bad that we talk about what's going on. This is exciting content time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It hasn't felt like we've been talking that long. But hey, look at that, 47 minutes.
Yep.
Anyway, who's our first sponsor?
Well, as always, our first sponsor is the great folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. We make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, Warcraft, Overwatch, Heroes of Diablo, and even more from outside of Blizzardverse like Firefly, Star Trek, DC, and more. Now, I do like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko Pop, well, we mentioned last week that I'd want to do this. Now I'm actually doing it because I just want it. And it's Pikachu. I had to do it. So there's a picture. This is the first Pokemon Funko Pop. I don't know if this is a plan to do more at some point, or is it dipping their toes in the water kind of thing. But it's super exciting for me, and I totally want one of these. If anybody out there is listening and they're in the U.S. because we don't have Target here anymore, because Target Canada sucked, I'd really like one, please.
You know, I gotta say, I'm enjoying that this is the first Funko that I can remember where the eyes are going to be accurate.
Fair point. They don't tend to do very accurate eyes, no.
No, but this one's right on point. I look at those and think, yeah, that's Pikachu's eyes.
Yep. Unlike some other attempts at Pikachu merchandise where the eyes look like human eyes, and it looks weird. And wrong.
I've never seen that. I don't want to see that.
It's weird. I mean, I'm not huge into the Pokemon stuff until Pokemon Go came out, but even I know that's wrong. Oh. Pikachu does not have regular eyes.
Nope. I'm trying to picture that, and it's just unsettling. Ugh, no.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep, it looks weird.
Okay.
But yes, if you aren't interested in Pokemon, maybe you are a fan of Marvel. If you're not, maybe a fan of Game of Thrones. If so, this expansion is going to be great for you, because there's lots of going through Game of Thrones voice actors doing stuff here, from Robert Baratheon voicing Dalen Proudmoore, to Samuel Tarly voicing a character out in Drustvar. There's lots of characters from Game of Thrones, but that's not what we're talking about here. You don't need to get this Funko Pop. You can get any of the many Funko Pops. If you do want to check out Funko Pops and see what they have, see what the options are, you can definitely do that. Go to their shop, which is bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for their support of the show. All right, what's coming up in WoW this week there, Fan?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's dead. No, it's, as I mentioned last week, the month in WoW is kind of a slow month. Not a lot of new expansions, so not a lot of stuff has kicked up. So this week we're going to have the PvP Brawl Gravity Lapse, and that's going to start on August 21st, which is tomorrow, and it'll go till August 27th. I don't think there's anything starting on the 28th. And then, hey, we'll be into September. Wow, we'll be in September already? That's crazy. But yeah, so just the PvP Brawl, that's it.
Cool. All right, cool. Well, there's plenty of stuff happening outside of Warcraft. For example, Blizzard is going to Gamescom. We've known this for a while now, but... we assumed this for a while now, but they actually came out and said they're going to be at Gamescom. The key art for the Gamescom Blizzard thing looks fantastic. Of note for the Warcraft interested people, we have Azshara and Yrell, by the looks of it, featured on the art, which is looking great. Which kind of brings us to our next thing, where, you know how we were promised 3 Warbringer videos, and so far we've only gotten 2? Well, we're going to get the Azshara Warbringer video on the 24th at 6 p.m. Central European Time, which works out to about 11 Central Europe, 11 Central Time on August 24th. So, yeah, looking forward to that, because I want to see what happens there. If it's anything like the other Warbringer videos, I am greatly looking forward to it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of the Warbringer stuff, do you guys notice that the Warbringer music is on Spotify now?
I did not notice that. But I did see somebody mention it in our yep. Discord earlier.
So now I don't have to play the YouTube video on loop.
That sounds like it works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one thing I forgot to put in the notes, too. Thanks, Frasley. The BFA soundtrack is on Spotify right now as well. So go and check that out.
Nice.
Other Warcraft-related stuff that's coming at Gamescom, they're going to do an Island Expedition showcase, and there's going to be cosplay showcase. That's about it for the Warcraft stuff. There's other stuff for Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm and StarCraft.
And Diablo 3 on Switch.
Yeah. That too.
So exciting.
Alright.
I'm stoked for that new Overwatch short.
I am so not excited about Diablo 1 on Switch, but alright.
What's a Switch?
It's a Nintendo console.
I know that.
Didn't mind you ask.
What?
Moving on.
But it looks like there was a VG247 interview over some of the stuff from our new expansion. Gary Plattner and Taryn Gregory. Like I said, I'll be honest, I did not read this. So I'm not sure what this is all about.
So basically, Gary Plattner and Taryn Gregory did two interviews, one with VG247 and one with XGN, just talking about some of the art direction that went into Battle for Azeroth and some of the things that they wished they'd gotten in there, and just also talked about how much work the Battle for Azeroth cinematic was this time around, and I can understand that, because looking at it, it's far ahead of what they've done previously. It's understandable that there was a lot more work involved with those cinematics than there was in previous ones. Taryn, as usual, was disappointed that gnomes didn't make it into the cinematic. And I enjoy the unintentional pun here, but thinks that as they grow their capabilities, they will be able to showcase many more Alliance and Horde races. Gnomes and growing. There's not going to be much more of that. They knew going into the whole Children's Little thing that there's going to be a very strong reaction towards it, but what they've seen has far exceeded what they were expecting to happen in the first place, which they view as a good thing, because that means that people are really invested in the story, and the community cares about what we're doing. So while all that outrage and all that some of it has been extremely negative, they're still taking that in stride and taking that as a good thing, because it means people care about what's happening. You know, people are getting as angry as they have been about a story direction. That's probably something that a writer wants. They want to have a strong reaction. That means people care.
That's really good. You want people to be invested, and you know, just because if they're upset about the direction, then that means that they're super invested. Thinking back to what was it? Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the first season, I think it was just the first season, I was binging it, and as I was watching it, I was getting so mad at some of the characters, I was actually yelling at my TV. It's great storytelling to get you so invested in a character or a group of characters, and like for this, it was just the first season, so it was after so many episodes, so you don't really know them that much, but you feel invested in it. With WoW, I mean, Warcraft has been out forever, and so, I mean, you have people that you love and you're super invested in, and just to see things happen, and it really tears at your strings. And so, it's great storytelling.
And, you know, the way people reacted may not have been ideal, but the fact that they were reacting that strongly, I think, is a good indication of how the story is going. One other thing that I found interesting was that Alex Afrasiabi, I always have trouble with that name. the way that this expansion was designed, it was designed as if it would be the very last. So the direction that he gave Taryn was to not hold back with anything, and you can tell that that's what they've done. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops here with all the story points we're seeing, you know, with Lord Ron going, like, back to the Alliance, kind of, and Teldrassil burning. I mean, those are huge things to happen in the universe.
Yeah, and they did point out that they don't see World of Warcraft coming to an end, but they wanted to design this expansion like it would be the last, so that they wouldn't hold anything back.
Which is a great way to approach it, I think.
I agree.
It just makes it ensures that they're putting everything into it and just trying to make those storylines hit home. And I don't think anybody can argue that the major story points haven't hit home for everybody.
Absolutely, I agree.
Or for a lot of people. I won't speak for everybody, but for a good chunk of people. What else did they talk about? They talk about Borealis. Specifically that, in terms of the art there, that's kind of their high point. That's their personal high point for the art in BFA. And I gotta say, I agree. Borealis looks amazing. And I just want to take that moment to say, as far as the world design goes, at least for the Alliance side, I have been incredibly happy with all of it. One thing that I noticed with the zone design and all that is, it's not immediately obvious that you're going into new zone. Like, the transition seems to be pretty gradual. I don't know how it is in the Horde areas, but, you know, it's not like, say you're questing around Kalimdor, you know, you can go from Winterspring to Fellwood, and that's a very drastic change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the going through each of the zones in Kul Tiras, it hasn't been drastic. I legitimately didn't know I was in a new zone sometimes until I checked the map, which is great. It feels like a more realistic world, I guess, is my best way of saying it. Oh, Taryn said something that made me a little sad now.
Go ahead, tell us what that is.
He plays a Draenei Paladin.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you'd get back into that. Taryn, I like the next one, that Gary is a Horde Undead Warlock.
That's me.
Taryn, why?
But he wants to be a Gnome Paladin. Is that any better?
Nah. Oh, I'm sad now.
I'm sorry.
First, Metzen plays a paladin, now Terran's playing a paladin.
It's like your whole world's coming crashing down around you.
That's why you say you don't meet your heroes.
Yep.
Now, that wasn't the only dev interview that happened this past little bit. Dusty Nolting, the character artist, did an interview with PC World. It wasn't as in-depth. It was just talking about some of the characters some of the things that have been going on in Battle for Azeroth. Specifically, they talked about Sarfang for a little bit. Dusty thinks that he's a very important character to the expansion, and I think that's pretty obvious given how much focus Sarfang has been given. Yeah. As opposed to previous expansions?
Okay, maybe Fan can answer this. Have we seen Sarfang since he was taken away at the end of Battle for Lordaeron?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm only going to say yes. Okay. Because, I mean, it's related to the story, but it doesn't really go too far. You do see him, and then you don't see him after that. Or I haven't, anyways. I don't know if you do see him again later on, but I did definitely see him.
Okay, and Toshi, do we see Jaina again? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm only saying yes because I went ahead and watched cinematics.
Okay. I have not watched anything extra. I have not seen her since I ended up in prison and she, I presumed, had been executed, but no, you mentioned that, so it seemed kind of weird.
You were in prison?
Yeah.
Yep, we start out in Alliance starts out in prison.
Ah.
Yeah. And you think, like we've done poop quests. Like, we're all very familiar with poop quests.
Yes.
The Alliance side of the story had a pretty intense... It wasn't even a poop quest, but we definitely interacted with poop quite a bit. It was not pleasant, I imagine.
I have not interacted with poop yet, this expansion.
I'm sure Horde has their own version of that.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think they do until they go do the Alliance ones.
Fair enough.
They will if they do the dungeon. Toldagar, I imagine dungeon-wise is going to be the same for both.
Probably.
So you're gonna be dealing with that poop. Alliance just have to deal with it twice.
Ah, oh,
joy.
Well, once for the initial, and then once for the dungeon.
Yeah, you know, see, I did a quest yesterday that for some reason, I don't know why, made me think of you. It's called Every Damn Smuggling.
Why would that make you think of me?
I don't know.
I don't know what to think of that.
Not because I think you smuggle things. That's not it at all. Just for some reason, that quest title made me think of you. For some reason, I don't know why.
Every damn smuggling.
That's probably why. We'll
stop that. I hate myself now. Oh my god, I hate myself. Bad toasty.
Hey, guess what? We have a recording of this.
Oh no!
I have two recordings of this at least.
There you go. Medros, take out a soundbite of that.
It's okay. I still have that soundbite about Medros doing raids.
That's okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. Lies.
I'll tweet it again.
I bet you would.
Anyways. The only other thing I want to talk about from the interviews was Dusty mentioned something about allied races, just as they took the allied races as an opportunity to explore different customization options for different races, so like for orcs, dwarves, elves, trolls, draenei, and humans. Yeah, it was definitely that's definitely what they did there. They upright trolls, dark iron dwarves, all that other stuff. It's very just different customization options of the existing races, which is kind of why I don't expect the Vulpira or any other of those races to be added as an allied race, maybe as a playable race somewhere down the line.
So, because how would you feel if they actually, like, instead of having them as an allied race, or maybe introduce them as an allied race to be a playable race, if they did introduce those later on, so far new, like completely new races, we've only had those at the beginning of an expansion.
Yeah,
would you, as somebody who wants to play one of those races, be okay if they're released mid expansion?
Well, absolutely.
Okay, just because you want that race, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but. At the same time, it's not in the... I acknowledge that my desire for a Tertullan allied race is not in the spirit of allied races. Because so far, all these allied races have just been new customization options.
Fair enough. Let's move along, shall we?
More interviews!
What?
So, this Thursday, August 23rd, there's going to be a live developer Q&A with Ian Hesacostas, and I'm guessing Laura will be reading the questions for him. So there's a forum thread, or you can use the Twitter hashtag WarcraftQA. Starts at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 1 p.m. Real People Time. I mean Central Daylight Time.
Real people.
What? I would just like take a moment to apologize to all of our European, Australian, Asian, and any other listeners from not in North America for their...
Just about to say that if it's 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time, isn't that the same time as the... Like, different date, obviously, but that Gamescom thing? Wasn't that at... 1 p.m. No. Central? No, that's not what you said.
No, the Gamescom thing was coming out at
11 a.m.
6 6 p.m. Central. Eastern, 11 p.m. whatever time zone they're in.
Yeah.
CEST.
Or 6 p.m. Yeah. 6 p.m. CEST and 11:15 a.m. our time.
Okay. Okay, so it's 2 hours different. So,
More than 2 hours.
No, I mean, like, the central time is 2 hours different between the two events. 2 hours within a, like, within a 24-hour... Never mind. I can't even explain myself.
All right, well...
Don't even worry about me. I'm just silly. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know what's really silly?
What?
Somebody managed to hit 120 in 5 hours?
That's crazy.
5 hours.
But how did they do it?
They cheated. I don't know.
No.
Okay, for 4 hours and 25 minutes. I'm just going off of what the MMO champion post said. I didn't really go into too much about it. I didn't watch the video because I just assumed it was going to be of them digging 120 5 hours after the expansion launched. But it was Genji, a balance druid from Method, who was the first to reach 120 worldwide.
It says in the thing here that he leveled with two other people, and so it was just people helping him out to kind of push things along. So that's kind of like the way that people can do it is just have a team. Usually it's a bigger team, I thought, of people that will help them kill things, but no, still, in 5 hours, that's crazy.
I was actually surprised by one thing. When I was playing, I think it was yesterday, it popped up with the such and such guild has earned world first or realm first Argus Unmaker heroic. And I'm like, pretty sure that's not actually world first. They just never accounted for the fact that that stuff's already been around and they didn't track that before, as my guess.
You mean realm first, right?
Yeah, realm first, sure. I corrected myself when I was saying
that. But then you said world first again.
Yes, sorry. Realm first. Argus Unmaker heroic. And I'm like I said, I'm pretty sure that somebody's already done that. I don't think that's actually realm first.
I mean, it's possible. I've definitely seen stories of people getting realm first heroic raid achievement here, like an expansion or two down the road on some of the really low pop servers.
Yeah, my server's not real low pop, though. Like, on Monday, we had a queue. So, definitely not a low pop server for Argent Dawn.
Huh, yeah, that's curious. I don't know.
I think that with the new expansion, they put in the what's the feature
the
called?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame thing. And I don't think they accounted for stuff that's already been done. So, like, if I went and did heroic Lich King or something like that, I would get a Hall of Fame because I'm the first one to have completed it, or one of the first ones to complete it since it happened, or since the feature came in. That's my guess anyway.
Huh.
I don't actually have proof of that, but that's the way I kind of felt when I was looking at it.
Yeah, it's possible. That's interesting. So now people are going to go out and try doing that across the board.
He's like, yeah, I got realm first at Nyxia. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard, but I'm kind of a badass.
BRB, gonna go kill Ani now, and maybe Sartharion.
No, not world first, Frasley. It's realm first. World first has been done. Come on, Fras.
You definitely do realm first, Nomergod, solo. No help needed, because you're that good. Well,
you're a gnome. You might need somebody to help pick you up for some of the rough terrain.
And don't drown in any of the puddles.
Yeah, don't want to drown in there.
I can't remember which dungeon it was, but I actually almost did that once. I think it was the, it was one of the Caverns of Time dungeon.
Black Morass?
Maybe? I don't remember now. Yeah, let's move on.
Did you guys miss the convenience of your flight whistle?
I'll be honest, I completely forgot it existed.
Really?
Yep. It's probably still in my bags. I just forgot that it existed.
So, like, you stopped using it at the end of the last expansion, or you just don't haven't used it this expansion yet?
I haven't used it since I got flying in Legion.
All right, then. Well, if you still have it, and you open world quests, which I know may be a challenge for you, Toasty, at this point, you can use it in BFA. If you don't have it, and you unlock world quests, you'll get a new one. It'll work in Legion and Battle for Azeroth. Does that set you, Toasty?
Getting to fight points would be a bit easier. Getting to fight points at Master would be a lot more convenient. I haven't found myself in great need of that. Between the fairies and the fight points I already have, I've been pretty okay. But in a pinch, if I want to get to a fight point right away, yeah, sure, that'd be great.
I've been using my flight whistle a lot. Well, prior to BFA, because I spent a lot of time in on Argus, where you can't fly. So, if you don't want to run across the map, then just use your flight whistle, and then you can beam up to the mothership, aka the Vindicar.
I use my flight whistle all the time, and I am very excited to, at some point, once I hit 120 and get things figured out, build use more of it.
Huh.
I tried using it yesterday, or today, maybe today, because I'm like, oh, I want to get to the flight point so that I can fly and get to an inn. So I tried clicking it, and I'm like, oh, it doesn't work. Boo. But I knew that it was available at some point. I just didn't know that it was from when you unlocked world quests, which makes sense.
That's when we got it last time, right? Did we get it when we unlocked world quests?
Yes.
Think so, yeah.
Like, yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, I have something to look forward to. Even faster transportation.
Yep.
Although I do like going on the flight points and the ferries, just because I know I can AFK real quick.
I do find the ferries a lot of fun, I must say. They're quite entertaining.
Oh, and sometimes they sing. Well, not sometimes. The one time, I noticed one time they sang.
Oh.
And it was great. Specifically, when you're establishing your foothold in Zuldazar as Alliance, the Sin Daughter of the Sea.
Okay.
Which was great. Loved it.
So, I have good news for you, Toasty. What? As soon as you unlock all three of the footholds, you should have World Quest opened.
Oh, is that all it takes?
Well, you've already done the rest of it. hit 120, unlock all three footholds, and get friendly with the three major Kul'Thras factions.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've definitely done that.
Proudmoore, Admiralty, Storm's Wake, and Order of Embers.
Alright, well, need to do my third foothold.
Yep, you should do that.
That means I'm getting another mission table follower.
Yep.
I don't know if it's worth it.
Alright.
No, it's worth it. Because I'm going to want stuff to do in the game after I'm done everything else.
Yes. So, but that's very exciting. Was that fun?
One thing that came up, I guess, before our last show, Euthysians, is that how you pronounce their name?
Sure.
That's as good an option as anything.
All right. They clarified that war fronts are not open at launch. Apparently there was some confusion about BFA's first war front battle for Stromgarde, and they were just giving some clarifications that, much like raids and raided PvP, Stromgarde was not immediately available at launch. Instead, it'll open a few weeks later. Initially, the Alliance will control it, but then after that, Horde will control it, and the Alliance would be able to kind of retaliate against it. I don't really know anything about war fronts. I haven't really looked into it at all, but it sounds like a PvP thing.
Not really. It's still very much a PvE thing. But that's as much as I'm aware of it. I didn't try any of that content in the beta, and like, I watched a video of it briefly, but that's about all I have on Warfront stuff. It's one of the things that I was pretty stoked for when they announced it at BlizzCon, so I'm looking forward to trying it out.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying all the really pessimistic people on the forum. Oh, look, more time gating. World of Gatecraft.
So, the usual wine?
Yep.
All right, I'll bring the cheese.
But I imagine it's something that will be unlocked around when Mythic Dungeons unlock and the PvP season starts. Aren't stuff like
Mythic
that.
Mythic Dungeons already unlocked?
What?
Aren't Mythic Dungeons?
No, sorry, I meant Mythic Raids.
Okay.
Did I say Dungeons?
Yep.
Oh my.
I was very confused.
It's late, okay, guys? I'm tired.
It's like 9:40.
Shh. What time is it Central European Standard Time?
About 4 a.m.?
Yeah, past my bedtime.
If you're in the Central European Standard Time time zone, yeah.
So yeah, watch out for war fronts. Toasty will let you know when they're out.
All right.
Let's take a step away from in-game content to talk about some out-of-game content that's just recently been released. If you're looking to gear up for Battle for Azeroth outside of the game, the Gear Store has unveiled a whole bunch of new merch. Included in that merch are a couple of desk mats that I desperately want, because the artwork is also very pretty. There are four. There's Teldrassil, both burning and not burning. There's Anduin and Jane, and Anduin and Sylvanas facing off, and there's also the BFA cover art. As usual, we've got a bunch of faction-specific gear, some new shirts, track jackets have made an appearance there now as well. So, if you're wanting to look sporty while still sporting faction pride, go ahead and grab one of those. There's also a puzzle and some magnets that have been released, and a as-yet-to-be-determined canvas duffel bag. As-yet-to-be-determined size, sorry, of duffel bag. Like, there's no indication of how big that duffel bag is.
Sylvanas
buyer
statue?
Beware.
Wow. Hmm? I said a Sylvanas statue?
That's been around for a bit.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't look at the gear store very much, so...
What else was there? There was a toiletry bag as well. The most interesting thing that I'm finding here that I feel like is recently released, it's something I've never noticed before anyway. If you're a new parent and you haven't bought a baby carrier yet, you can get World of Warcraft branded baby carriers, both in rare blue and epic purple. No legendary ones, though.
Well, this is also a doll carrier.
I say, if you have a kid who likes dolls, there's also a doll one, which is entertaining.
So yeah, if you're looking at gearing up for Battle for Azeroth, or just getting new swag, check out the gear store. There's a whole bunch of new stuff there. Looks like they've got free domestic shipping on orders over $100.
U.S. only.
We're not domestic shipping though. So
correct. Here's the question: which two of the mats?
There are four mats.
Okay, you said you want two of them. Which two of them?
Probably Teldrassil. The two I'm agonizing over are both the Teldrassil ones.
I only want the blue one. I don't remember the red one.
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards blue. But I mean, also the art is fantastic, and the red one, yeah. Like, the art on all these is fantastic, and ideally I want all of them. I have no practical use for four desk mats.
But you can have a desk of mats.
But that doesn't stop me from wanting them. What's that?
You can have a desk of mats.
Like, I'm pretty sure my desk is big enough for two of them.
I do need at least three. Come on. They can't be that big. They can't be that big.
If it's anything like the Heroes of the Storm desk mat, then yes, it will be. It's 15 by 36.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. I could probably do two, maybe three.
Yeah, I think at most I'm getting two on here.
Yeah, it works. I think Wowhead has a discount code if you want to check that out.
Yes.
But I don't know what it is. And I can't find another site.
Wowhead BFA.
Okay.
Well, that's for a free gift.
Do they say
that? Not for a discount specifically.
Okay.
What's the free gift?
But
oh,
what's the gift?
Pins.
Oh,
that looks a bit
Okay, then. Alrighty, then. Well, let's do our second sponsor, then, shall we?
Alright, so our second sponsor, as usual, are the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to continue our dive into the secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel series with Book 3, The Sorceress. Let's have a listen.
Where had the old man and the teenagers gone? Narrow, pinched nostrils flared as he sorted through the countless scents in the station. He identified and dismissed the mixed stink of too many humani, the myriad perfumes and deodorants, the gels and pastes, the greasy odor of fried food from the station's restaurants, the richer aroma of coffee, and the metallic, oily tang of the train engines and carriages. Nostrils opened unnaturally wide as he closed his eyes and tilted his head back. The odors he was seeking were older, wilder, unnatural. There. Mint. Just the merest suggestion. Orange. No more than the vaguest hint. Vanilla. Little more than a trace. Hidden behind small rectangular sunglasses, his blue-black pupils dilated. He sniffed the air, tracing the gossamer threads of scent through the vast train station. He had them now.
So once again, that was Book 3 in The Secrets of the Immortal Nicholas Flamel, The Sorceress, written by Michael Scott and narrated by Paul Bulmer. You can find that in over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018, and we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. Yeah, so our question of the week for last week was, now that Legion and the War of Thrones have ended, what did you think of the expansion and the pre-Battle for Azeroth events? Zephariah says, the expansion overall, I greatly enjoyed it, 8 bongos out of 10. The same rating I would give to Pandaria. The story was solid and with very few complaints. War of Thorns, from a fan perspective, was a crapshoot, which is not much better than what she actually wrote. But hey, PG. Obviously, the reaction to it was atrocious. My thoughts on it overall is that any character that is stabbed by Frostborn obviously is going to be some sort of evil. I didn't expect her to have her hands in the burning of the tree in some way, whether she did it herself or she had ordered it. She committed a war crime. She also has done some real bad stuff throughout her history, so this is just another layer. As far as Manduin, he really needs to grow a pair. I agree with Sylvanas here, he needs to put a muzzle on his royal dog quickly. I also have a very different thought. I am actively not choosing a side. I am for Azeroth. I honestly believe that we need some sort of factionless way to play, other than just sticking to a Pandaren and not choosing a faction. At least for my priest, RP-wise, that's what I want. I don't know if Blizzard would ever implement that system. I can see how some druids, the Taurens as a race, and various others would not want to pick sides.
And Frasley said, I really enjoyed Legion, and I am already feeling that BFA improves on some of the issues I had in Legion. The pre-patch content was definitely divisive, but it didn't surprise me in regards to Sylvanas. I am glad to see Horde leaders wanting to step up and fight for what's right. Excited to see what it has to come.
And WikiBH says, I enjoyed them. Too short as always, but it's fun to see the major characters out and doing stuff in-game. Next week's question is, what's been your favorite zone of BFA so far?
Drustvar! Drustvar. So much Drustvar. Did I mention Drustvar?
No.
I think so. Once or twice, maybe 3 times. Oh, 4.
Frasley, don't answer it now. Wait until I put it in the question of the week channel.
I don't even remember what... I can't remember what the first one I started with was. Not that one, though. The second one. The one with the blood trolls.
I don't know the name of that. Nazmir?
Yeah, that one.
Not the one I'm in.
So not Drustvar.
That's the only one I've done so far, so yes.
Alright, well, I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's answers for next week.
Absolutely. I don't recall that we got a word back about a shout-out for one of our patrons for this week. So I think we only have one this week now, but let me just verify to be sure. Oh, yeah, so we have 4 people that can have the guild shout-out, and I think only one person has ever told us their thing. as of this month. So, yeah. Our single shout-out this week is going to be for the Daily Frost Wolf, which is a really good blog. You should really check it out. It's from our good friend Navimi, and it's basically just covering different things in WoW. There's a lot of Druid content, but there's all kinds of content from, you know, goodbye to Legion in form of screenshots, talking about some stuff coming up in the current expansion, and stuff about the Battle for Lordaeron and so on. Definitely check it out. That's frostwolves.blogspot.com, and we thank Navimi for sponsoring the show. And if the other people get back to us, we will eventually do theirs. So, yay.
Oh, I just noticed Erlina's answer in here for question of the week that I didn't put in there. I will read that answer, Erlina.
All right.
I enjoyed this expansion for the most part. I liked the storyline, especially the Black Dragon in High Mountain, even though it wasn't Rathion. I see what you did there. I did not enjoy the fact that it appeared that the dungeons were required for certain professions. I also enjoyed the War of Thorns, but wish we could have skipped the Burning of Teldrassil quest chain with our alts.
Good answer. Couldn't you skip that? I did. But I didn't... Like, I did mine after launch of BFA. And I did just straight out the... I actually could skip the Battle for Lordaeron thing too, so...
I don't know, I've only ever done that stuff with one character so far, so...
Alright then. Shoutouts. Fan, you start first.
Ah, haha. My shoutout is going to be to Toasty for hosting a lovely barbecue for us this past weekend.
Well, thanks.
It was nice to get out and see his new place, and... Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to give a shoutout to you two for the great housewarming present they got me, Muggles Against Humanity. Which I'm going to have to try to break out soon.
My shout-out is going to be, on behalf of my spouse, to whoever put the Winnie the Pooh reference in Battle for Azeroth. That is totally awesome. Strong connections to Winnipeg and that character, so definitely really good to see that. So thank you very much.
Are they killable?
No.
Damn.
You can't kill Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore, Piglet, and Tigger.
I'm not killing those characters. I'm killing the melancholy donkey.
Eeyore.
Chris Robbins.
Hunter Robin.
And whatever other characters that they use instead of their real names.
You can't kill them. Sorry.
Well, that's too bad.
But there is a treasure in the middle of them. So, a honeypot.
I'll take their loot.
Alright then. Also, one other... I'm doing a double shout-out. To the folks who are in charge of getting voice actors, you guys hit it out of the ballpark this expansion. Well done.
Oh yeah, the voice acting's been great. I've been enjoying it so much.
It took me until the second time through the opening for Kul'Tiras before I realized who voices Dalen Proudmoore. And I don't know why it took me the second time. I should have realized it the first time. Because that actor has said at least three of those words in a row on another venue, and I should have recognized it immediately. Yeah, so let's do a retro, I guess.
All right, so if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at AllThingsAz, Madros is at Madros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata, and please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of Drestvar.
We'll see you in Drestvar, because it's the best zone ever.
I got nothing. I haven't been there.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.